Okay, you're listening to ESH, Electric Sisterhood, and this is episode number 9, Heavenly Manga.
Ooh.
I'm Ninja Sister.
And I'm Pandalicious.
And I gotta tell you, it's been a good week.
Very good week, guys.
Oh, man. Week. You know, if the week got any better, I'd feel spoiled.
Oh, I'm already spoiled.
Oh, well, I'd like to think I am, and looking at the new addition to my household that I have right now, I'm going to have to say I probably really am spoiled.
We are.
Yeah. Just to let you guys know, I upgraded my TV. Figured that, you know, the new consoles are getting ready to roll out, and I'm about to shift into all next-gen consoles. I should really have a TV that can take advantage of it. Sure, I had a 27-inch HD LCD TV, but would that really be big enough to portray the beauty that is Heavenly Sword? Is that really the TV that I want to have to play Assassin's Creed on?
No.
Plus, yes. A friend of mine offered me $500 for it. So, off TV shopping I went, and I found, people, the most gorgeous 42-inch LCD TV with two HDMI ports and two component imports that I've ever seen in my life.
Drool.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, I bought that fucker. And got it delivered in 3 days, and I will be posting a picture of it because it's so pretty. It's so pretty on the website, in the gallery section. Words fail me.
Wow, you just totally lost your words.
Yeah, English went out of my head because I'm sitting here in front of my TV and it's powered off. It's just like, Ninja, look into my shiny blue light. I'm pretty. You know you want to turn me on.
And she does, people.
I do.
She probably does.
I do. So that was the first part. Second part was, I don't know what happened. Maybe it was when I said free t-shirt in the last podcast, but people have been coming out in droves to the website this week, and I'm just loving it.
We're loving it.
We're loving it. But I'm loving it even more because I get to look at the stats every day.
Yeah, I know.
So thank you guys for the love. Keep it coming.
Please do. We love it. We love love.
We love receiving the love.
Yes, we do.
So I got to give a shout out to Louisiana.
Woo!
Because we've been getting a lot of love from Louisiana this week. And we appreciate that. We really do.
It warms our soul.
It does. It warms the subcaucal area. And I got to tell you, there's nothing like a warm subcaucal area.
Yeah, I was just about to say. So thanks, guys. We really appreciate it.
Yeah, we really do. With that part out of the way, got to handle the business. Because we can't get to the fun stuff without handling the grown-up responsible stuff.
Yeah.
So you gotta keep visiting us at www.electricsisterhood.com, home of the best girl gaming and anime podcast ever.
Aren't we the only one?
I think we're the only female-run gaming and anime podcast. I'm pretty sure. But I'm saying that we are the best. We're the best.
Okay.
Just take our word for it. We're the best.
All right.
Yeah.
We're the best. I trust you.
Yeah. Trust me. Have I lied to you in the last 24 hours?
No.
All righty then. There's no reason not to try.
Okay.
You got a question, you got a comment, you can hit us up on the website by following the hit us up link. And you can also use that same form to enter to win free candy, bitches.
Yummy candy.
Each week, we give away free candy and possibly a free t-shirt.
Possibly.
A month.
Dun, dun, dun.
To people who come and comment on the website, fill out our form, or leave us a message on our toll-free number, which is 1-888-333-8985. It's a free call to you. It's love for us, and you could win candy!
Or a t-shirt, maybe.
Possibly.
Who knows?
It could be you. It might be your cousin.
And then you can beat him up and take the shirt when he wins.
We're not encouraging violence. Electric Sisterhood is about bringing people together in community.
Okay. Well, you can borrow
and
the
then
t-shirt
fighting
from your cousin.
Them in a video game online.
Okay.
We got to keep the
and
violence.
And then taking the t-shirt when you win.
Exactly. If you want to, if you guys want to gamble for our t-shirts in your own tournaments, that's on you.
Yeah, that has nothing to do with us.
But if you want to take some pictures and send it to us to show us what you're doing, we wouldn't mind that.
Yeah.
I'll get
In
to the
fact,
gallery. I'll get to the gallery stuff later on.
Okay.
So that brings me to announcing this week's winner.
Wiener.
Of it a candy.
Candy bitches?
Candy bitches.
Yay. Okay, who is it? Who won?
This week, we had a lot of people going into the hat. It was nice. Woo! I had to like rip up a whole sheet of paper. It was beautiful.
Wow. Sheet of paper.
Yeah. But this week's winner, Deuce is Wild.
Deuce!
You got candy, Deuce. Bitch!
Wow. Good job.
So, yay! Woo!
Candy bitches!
So, I will be sending you an email. Be on the lookout for it. And you can send us your contact information. And your candy will be winging its way to you via the U.S. Postal System. Yes, the U.S. Postal System. Bringing you mail.
And food.
Whenever they feel like it. All right, moving on. That's all the business that I have up front.
Oh, so are we passing the mic then?
I'm about to pass the mic because, you know, I can't be a mic hog. So well, what you got for me, Pandalicious?
Okay, guys. I know I've been throwing out a lot of manga this week, and I'm going to hit you up with a little bit more.
Reading is fundamental, people.
But technically, this isn't really reading because it's pictures.
But there's some words, right?
Well, there's it's like pictures and words, but it's like a dialogue. So it's like this person saying this, this person saying it's just dialoguing all the time with pictures.
Yeah,
it's dialogue with
but
pictures.
But there's letters that form words that allow
that
you
make
to
paragraphs.
Read for comprehension.
Yes.
Okay, so it's still reading. Parents should feel good if their kids are reading manga. That's what you're saying, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So reading is fundamental. Because here, education is paramount.
Yeah, you kind of need it. So bringing up another manga, it's called The Wallflower.
Okay.
I'm going to say, I know we've got a couple of male, you know, people coming in, boys checking us out, loving our site. You know, I don't mean to kind of shut you out on this one, but this is kind of a shoujo, so this is kind of got a female spin on it. But
the guys like the ladies?
But that doesn't stop you from, you know, checking it out if you happen to see it at your local bookstore that has graphic novels.
And they can get in touch with their feminine side. They're reading, so nobody else has to know.
Well, yes.
Put a book cover on it, and they will know what you're reading. Tell them that you're reading Sin City.
Yeah, well, that's a good one, too. But
no
anyway.
Sin City's coming, people. Please continue.
So, but it's a shoujo, so it's kind of got the woman spin on it. It's about these four really hot, pretty boys, really arrogant and stuck up about their looks, too. Like, it just reeks. Like, the first manga of it that I read, I thought I'd wasted my money. Mm-hmm. But then as the story went on through the first one, I was like, oh, this is pretty good. So they're all in high school, you know, the youngest one's a freshman, you know, all the way up till senior. So there's four of them, you know, and, you know, they're living the hot boy life, girls calling them, girls chasing them, you know, but they don't live on campus. You know, they have to live in an apartment, and there's this lavish apartment. The landlord's like, hey, if you guys do this for me, I'll let you live in my apartment for free. You know, ooh. And obviously, since they're rich, these boys are hot and, like, on top of the world, hey, free rent, they're down.
Right.
You know, not to mention, I think the guy who's in the junior is trying to hit on the landlady.
Okay.
And she's pretty, so it's understandable. But she tells them that if they can turn her niece into an elegant lady, that they'll live there for free. So these four boys think they have it in the bag. This girl can't be that bad. You know, they're like, oh, well, if she's fat and she's got cankles, you know, we'll have to have her work out. Like, they had it all set.
Dude, cankles is in the manga?
Yes, I believe it
oh
is.
Oh, my God, that's awesome. Please continue.
Like, they're talking about, you know, like, if she's, like, pudgy and fat, like, they'll have to put her on a regimen. Like, because they don't want to pay rent. And this place is, like, nice, so I'd assume rent would be highly expensive.
Yeah.
So, turn an ugly girl pretty, not have to pay for rent. I would try it.
Right. Yeah.
So, so they're preparing to go to this apartment to meet, you know, this girl. And this girl in kind of looks like the girl from The Ring, you know, the evil one.
Okay.
You know, she's got her hair all down. You can't see her face. You know, there's always black lines around her, so she always looks all decrepit and, like, she looks like, scary.
Okay, so you're saying the girl does need a little work.
Oh, does she? You know, because you never really see her face for the most part. So you kind of think, whoa, she must be really ugly. You go through the story. Right now there's only 7 in circulation. The 8th one's coming out, I think, in August, I believe, of this year. I'm waiting on pins and needles for it. And she doesn't want to go near these boys. She calls them the demons of light.
Right.
Because they're so beautiful, and when she gets too close, they, like, blind her with their hotness. So she's like, oh, God, no. And when she gets too close, her nose bleeds.
Ew.
Yeah, like sprays out like a sprinkler.
Oh, ew!
Like, she can't take it because she's not around boys. And you find out her backstory was, you know, she used to be one of those girls who cared about her looks and went out of her way to look good. And she liked this boy, and she asked him out, and he told her he didn't like ugly girls. So she stopped caring. So she stopped, you know, doing the manis and the petties.
Yeah.
Now, she wasn't fat or anything, you know, but she wears long clothes. You don't see any form. She looks like a box with long hair for the most part. You know, so the boys try everything in the first manga to try to get her to change physically, you know, the physical part. They try to ambush her, you know, to, like, pluck eyebrows and try to cut her hair. And one of them, he's called Kohei, and he's kind of he's like the badass. You know, like, he likes to beat people up, and, you know, he's kind of got this S&M thing going on. You know, so it's all like, ooh. But anyway.
Yeah. That's another podcast. Please continue on this one.
And he gets pretty close, and he throws her hair back, because she keeps it down over her face so you can't see. And he sees her, and she's not ugly at all. Like, mind you, she's not paying too much attention, so she's kind of got the unibrow going on. She's got the whiskers near the mouth. Possible mustache. You know, she's got the bags under her eyes because... You know, she sits in her dark room. Her room is dark. It looks like a crypt. She's got, like, skeleton bones.
Well, you know, that would kind of affect your posture. And, you know, maybe she was keeping the unibrow to keep warm in the dark.
So, and her interests are just those of a dark nature. She's right. Just very dark, but she's not evil. She just looks like she'd be
Well,
evil.
You know, when you have your heart crushed, it could, you know, turn you into a... dark person, so that makes sense.
Yes, so, you know, but this badass happens to, you know, lift and realizes she's really not all that ugly,
right?
You know, and they figured out that something must have happened to her to make her think that she was ugly.
Okay,
so now they're saying, well, maybe we should try to work on her from the inside first, and then then the outside. Now, it's really funny because out of the 4, the youngest, who's a freshman, I'm going to say his name's Yuki because his name's really long and I don't want to butcher it.
Yeah, okay.
But Yuki for short. And he's so cute and bubbly, you know, and he's always trying to bring her breakfast in the morning. So, you know, he knocks on the door and he walks in and he's all like, oh, by the name, her name's Tsukuno, just so you know.
Tsukuno, okay.
And, you know, he's like, oh, I have food for you. And, like, she gives off this demonic air. And he's like, she's so scary. And she is. You know, and, you know, she starts bonding with these guys because they're living in her house. You know, and the landlady is hardly ever there. But she's always calling saying, you know, oh, I'm coming back in 2 weeks with my new boyfriend. I'd like to see your progress with Tsukuno. You know, and they always start flipping out because, you know, they really want to work on her on the inside, so they're not really focusing on the outside of her yet because they realize that she's not really that bad of a person. Her likes are different, her dislikes are different. Uh-huh. She's a person.
And there's some looks underneath there, and so they figure if they can get the inside stuff squared away, the outside will follow.
Yes, exactly. You know, she cooks for them. She's a great cook, you know, and they love it because, you know, boys and food.
Yeah.
There's some tension roaming around because she went to go clean the bathtub to put the water in because apparently the bathing rituals in Japan are a little different than they are around here.
Uh-huh.
You know, so she goes, Kohei, the badass, was in the shower, so she kind of sees him naked.
Oh.
And in this anime, it's not like one of those, you know, you see her looking and then, like, she passes out, like, you don't see anything. Like, it shows his whole form except for, like, where the pee-pee is, and they pixelate it out. It's really funny. And
they pixelate really... out the genitalia in a graphic novel.
Yes.
That is funny.
Yes.
All right, please continue.
And she's like, oh, my God, I've seen it. Oh, my God, I must kill him. And, you know, and she doesn't want to get attached to these boys. Like, she doesn't want to get crushes on these boys. She doesn't want to interact with these boys really at first.
Uh-huh.
Kohei's like, dude, if we need to get her to look pretty, we gotta fucking do it because I don't want to pay rent. You know, that's really his thing for the most part.
Uh-huh.
But you kind of see that there's a romantic tension going on, mm-hmm. because this other girl goes, and a pretty girl, and she tries to treat Kohei like shit. Like, and she's doing all this stuff to get back at him. And Tsukuno's just like, no one can treat the demons of light like that but me! It's during Halloween, so it's really kind of funny. You know, and she comes out because she loves Halloween. Like, anything that's dark and, like, ugly, she loves it.
Uh-huh.
And, he gets kidnapped by, like, this, human traffic people. It's really, the storyline is really funny if you can get into it. You know, she comes out of her room and she's like, if you guys are gonna go rescue him, I'm totally down for that. Let me just change. And she puts on, like, this Hitler meets, like, Tsukuno outfit. Like, with the Nazis with the button-down shirt and the slightly puffy airplane pants with the boots.
Okay. You know,
and she turns, and when she's Gestapo in the costume, wear.
It's hot. Yeah. It's cool. It's the new pink. No, it's not. Please continue.
No. So, and you know, and she's got her hair out of her face, and her face is all made up, and she's gorgeous. Like, and the guy's like, why can't you be like that all the time? But, you know, she only does it when someone's in trouble or they're trying to do something good for somebody else.
Okay.
You know, all so right. She's showing her true beauty, but she doesn't have to have it out all the time.
Uh-huh.
You know, and everyone is sitting there trying to tell these four boys that she needs to be pretty now. She needs to be doing all of this now. And, you know, for a while there, they're kind of like, you know, it shouldn't matter. You know, it's like she's a good person regardless of the fact that, you know, she watches Jason movies 24 hours a day.
Yeah.
And has, you know, blood dripping off of her walls and, you know, likes to keep hair over her face.
Yeah, yeah, that's so a shoujo. It's not even
a
joke.
So, no, no, it's not.
The guys can see her true inner beauty.
Well, they see it. Well, they live with her. So, you know, they're getting that part of her that people who don't live with her.
Yeah.
You know, don't see.
Please, you know, most guys love it if you like to watch Jason movies.
I know. Well, not these boys.
If you can do that and like watch football, you got it made.
Yeah, well, I told you this was a shoujo. Yeah, I'm not going to lie to our audience.
No kidding.
But for girls who think, you know, I'm not the best looking person in the world, I should just let myself go. Don't do it, for one. This is a personal plug. This isn't a plug for this manga or anything like that. But girls will relate to this character. Uh-huh. They'll relate to Tsukuno. Not to mention, you know, the boys, they're hot. So, you know, you got the eye candy and you've got the good message story.
Yeah. And so, there's nothing wrong with a little eye candy.
So, for girls, I would say this is probably like an 8.
Uh-huh.
I would, if I, you know, this, the name just caught me off the wall one day when I was at Borders.
Uh-huh.
So it's like, I wonder, you know, and then like,
and
I
what's,
was just,
what's that name again for people who are going to Borders to want to maybe pick this
it's
up?
It's called The Wallflower.
Okay.
It's by a last name of Hayakawa.
Okay.
It's pretty good. And it's really kind of funny because on the side of it, you know, it's got the name,
uh-huh.
but then it has, you know, this little cute emblem, like a heart. And then next to it is like skull and crossbones.
Aw, so, that's so cute.
Yeah, to stay true to the Tsukuno character, I have to say, for girls, I'd say it's probably about an 8. I would definitely recommend to go up and flip through the pages, see if the anime, you know, the drawing style is, you know, something you might be interested in, or you might catch one of the funny parts and say, I wonder if there's more, because there are. You know, for guys, I'd want to say, you can flip through it. You know, no one's going to laugh at you if you're like, flipping through a shoujo manga while you're, like, shopping with your guys. You know, usually the graphic novels are right near, like, the pornographic, like, magazine, so you could always fake it and be like, nah, dude, I was just looking.
Yeah, just be like, yeah, I thought this might be pornographic, too, and, you know, it wasn't. And then when you're not with your boys, go back and buy it, and you can have a guilty pleasure. You know, everybody's entitled to their own guilty pleasures.
Yes. But that's the story for from my standpoint, I'd have to say.
Yeah.
Like I said, it's not completed yet, so not everything has been answered yet.
Mm-hmm.
But I would give it a shot.
But there's enough out there that you can get involved and find out.
Oh yeah, there are 7 of them. Okay. And I bought 1 through 5 the first day.
Okay. Wow.
And then I bought 6 and 7.
Yeah.
Like a week later.
That sounds like my sister.
Yeah, and that's what Panda has for you guys this week.
Excellent.
So what do you got for us?
So I get the mic back?
Yep. Here it is. You can have it back.
All right, well, let me rock the mic. First of all, I gotta give a shout out to one of the many, 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 many people who commented and sent us emails this week. Her name is Tuki, and she had read one of our posts and sent in this really lovely letter, and I want to share part of it. And it was titled, Girl Gamer versus Gamer Girl. And as soon as I read the title, I was like, I'm gonna like this post. Tuki writes, I'm a girl and I play games, so this by no means is meant to step on toes. I'm currently hooked on WoW, which rocks. I have a level 60 paladin and a level 24 shaman.
Damn.
Yeah, okay. I was thinking that's probably pretty yeah. up there. I was like, level 60 paladin, level 60, huh?
60 is end game, so she's probably running end game instances. You rock, Tuki!
Yeah, yeah.
Check me out in Thrall, dude! Thrall! Check out my review. I give you my name and what realm I'm in. Come hit me up. We can play together.
Panda's excited, Tuki. You should go find her.
You should find me. Oh, it would totally be awesome. Okay.
I continue. I'm sorry. The letter continues. In recent months, there's been a huge issue on what girls who game want to be called. Would they rather girl gamer or gamer girl? The point behind playing games is because the games kick ass. The gameplay is awesome, and the graphics rock, and the replay value is there. Here's my question. Why does it matter what you're called? Girls fight to be taken seriously in an area where they are outnumbered by the guys, and on the second, we earn some credibility when someone starts whining about how they want to be referred to in the industry. Just go out there and enjoy your gaming. Show them how it should be done and earn the respect you deserve. We all know girls kick serious ass when it comes to gaming, and our proof is in the fact that some guys don't even want to play with us. I mean, really, how would he ever live down the fact that a girl took him down? Much love, yeah. Ladies, Tuki. And that's true. I mean, does it matter if you're a gamer girl or a girl gamer? I don't think it does. I'm a girl. I play games. I'm a gamer.
Yeah, I'm a gamer.
I just, you know, say girl gamer because I want more girls out there who game to focus on the gamer part, because I don't think there should be a distinction between girl gamer and guy gamer. It's just all game on. Sorry, I assumed the game position there. There's no video, so you couldn't see it, but I grabbed my game controller.
You know, okay.
Some people do air guitar. I do air controller. I do it really well, too.
Oh, God. See, I put my hand like I was over a mouse because I have to use a mouse for a while.
Yeah, see, I haven't gotten that heavy in the computer game. I'm a console chick.
Me too, but I have to say, you know.
Although, I'll be honest with you, if I can get my hands on a MacBook, I'm going to play City of Villains.
Ooh, City of Villains.
Yeah. Yeah, so that's the next thing up on the block. But it's true. It doesn't matter what the title is. You don't need to whine about, no, I'm a girl. I mean, it's like, it's that argument of Trekkie versus Trekker.
Is there a difference?
Yeah. If you ask a Trekkie or call a Trekkie a Trekker, you'll get a dissertation that'll be about, an hour and a half long as to the difference.
Ooh, okay. Never mind. Yeah. I strike that from this cast.
Yeah, yeah. If you don't believe me, there's a documentary called Trekkies. You should watch it.
I should watch it.
Oh, you know, when I come to visit, we'll just get it, because I should have it in my collection anyway.
You
so
should.
We'll just...
yeah, especially you, Ninja.
Yeah, I know. I know. But anyway, it's lame. There is no difference. Gaming is gaming, gamer is gamer, girl, guy, polka-dotted shrew. Knight, cool. Who says me? Doesn't matter. Gamer's gamer. The fact is, if you whoop ass, you whoop ass, and that's pretty much end game. I mean, damn, girl, level 60 paladin? I don't even play the game, but I'm like...
That's end game.
But I'm like...
It doesn't get any better than that until the expansion comes out, which I'm so excited about. But that's beside the point.
That's another podcast that'll
be
coming out shortly, I'm sure.
Oh, it will. It so will. I'll be taking the gamer hat and putting it on once more for that expansion.
So, with that taken care of, because I wanted to mention it because I thought it was such a good letter that it should get mentioned in the podcast, because just putting it on the website would not have done it justice.
Tuki, come find me.
Will you please look her up? Because otherwise, she's going to be like, did you get an email from Tuki? Is she coming? Is she coming? All right, anyway.
Sorry. I'm just so excited about it. I totally want to play when we're done.
Oh, why doesn't that surprise me? I shouldn't talk. I'm going to probably be playing Dead or Alive when we finish, so. Anyway. For the game side of this podcast, we got a little Sony news that came out this past week, and I wanted to share it with you.
Yay!
Okay. Have you seen the actual photos of the PlayStation 3 controller?
The one that was supposed to be the boomerang, but then they changed it back to the analog?
Well, it's not really analog because it's Bluetooth, it's wireless, but they changed it back to the base DualShock design. Have you seen it?
Yes. Okay.
Well, a recent PlayStation magazine came out, and pictures have started surfacing around the internet of the actual final controller.
Okay.
Here's a breakdown of that controller. Basically, I came up with a mathematical equation to try and make it easier for people to understand the difference between the original DualShock that came with the PlayStation 2 and this one. So if you take the original DualShock from your PS2 and you subtract the force feedback, so no rumble.
Right.
You add a motion sensor, like the Wiimote from Nintendo. You add the middle remote power on button, Xbox 360 remote, and then subtract shoulder buttons. So no L2, L1, R2, R1. Now they're just triggers, one trigger on each side, a la Xbox 360 control. You end up with the current PlayStation 3 controller.
Dude, what punk-ass motherfuckers?
Okay, now if it's been asked of Sony, you know, aren't they just bushwhacking other people's ideas? And they're like, no, it's just the evolution of the controller, okay? You know, we made the first DualShock with the analog buttons, and then everybody had analog buttons, and then we put the force back feature in, and then everybody had the force back feature in, and now it's, you know, for the new content, it makes sense to, you know, have the motion sensor, because we wanted to do that all along, you know, with the PlayStation 2, we couldn't get it to work at the time, so it just happens to work now. Yeah, it just happens that Nintendo came up with an idea similar to one that we already had, but they just launched it before us, but we already had the idea, okay? You know, sure, we didn't put it down anywhere, but we had the idea. And now we're just implementing it. And because we're putting in, you know, the motion sensor, which is 6 degrees, so you got, you know, you're tilting, you know, all just like the Wiimote. But we can't do a rumble feature because of the motion sensor. I mean, if it's rumbling when it's moving, it's going to move your thing, and, oh, that's going to mess up your gameplay. I'm like, uh-uh. You didn't put the rumble feature in because you lost the lawsuit and you didn't want to license it. Because, see, Immersion, the company that patented the technology for force feedback in a controller, sued Sony, and Sony lost the case because it actually wasn't a frivolous suit. They actually patented it early, and Sony used the technology and didn't give them no money. The downside for Sony is they obviously could have licensed it again. However, Immersion is partly owned by Microsoft. So I guess Sony decided that they didn't want to give Microsoft any more money. So I believe that's
Does Microsoft real... even need any more money?
Not particularly, if you ask me, but it is the American way to always want more.
Yeah.
So that's what I've got on the remote. Now, I think that one of the things that's really moment for me with the controller is that on the PS3, you're not going to be able to use your PS3 remote, I shouldn't say remote, your controller, on a PS2.
So, really?
So even if you get the wired version of the PS3 remote, it won't work on your PS2. And existing PS2 DualShock controllers will not work on the PS3.
What?
Yeah, so any of you people that got multi-taps and got, you know, four controllers so that when people come over to play, they can play in your system, you're fucked. Because when you buy the PS3, you got to buy all new controllers because your old controllers won't work.
Hell no.
Sony says hell yes.
Well, Sony's a douchebag.
Sony is in serious need of, like, an enema. Because they got some shit blocked up.
No, a colonic. It needs a colonic.
Because they got some
shit. Super intensive colonic.
Because they got some shit stuck up their ass. I'm no joke. I looked at it, I was like, are you, what?
Man, Sony's going down the shithole. Okay. Sony's going down the shithole.
I mean, there are people that, you know, bought multi-taps and bought, you know, four controllers at the time when the controllers weren't $17.99 a pop, back when they were, you know, $30 a pop. So, I mean, there are people that are rolling around with four and five controllers and, you know,
I got about four.
You know, and not to mention their wireless ones. None of those Mad Catz wireless PS2 controllers or the Logitech wireless PS2 controllers are going to work with the PS3, which means you've got to get all new shit when you buy this system.
That's fucked up.
Yeah, it really is.
Dude, they need to, like, sit on a spiky, like,
I mean, hell, with the Nintendo Wii, you can use a GameCube controller.
That's fucking still tight.
Okay, so you can get the thing with the Wiimote, but if you're more comfortable with the old controller, it's still got a port in the back. I know I keep flogging it, but I think Sony just keeps stepping in it. I think that's a big, big mistake.
He's not stepping in it. It's like rolling around and kissing it.
I mean, now the upside is because the system basically has a PS2 in it as well as a PS3, because they haven't been able to work out backwards compatibility on the PS3 chip architecture, the PS3 is going to be backwards compatible with PS1 games, PS2 games, and then also do the PS3 games. So that is an upside.
Yes.
But it's only because you're buying a box that has a PS2 and a PS3 in it.
Fuck.
Yeah, big fuck.
Well, the one where it's going to cost like fucking $600.
Yeah. And that's just for the box with the 60 gig drive and a controller. So if you got more than one person, you're going to have to buy extra controllers.
Fuck no. Give
right me then and week. There. And then you got to pay tax. So we're still talking. You're not walking out of Best Buy or wherever you're buying the system from for less than $700. Because you'd be stupid to buy the $500 one. So really, we're only talking about the $600 system. And when all's said and done, after you get a game, you get an extra controller, and you get up to the front and convince them that, no, you don't want the insurance replacement policy because it's bullshit, you're still walking out of there probably about $725 lighter in your pocket. And I don't know about you, but for most people, that's close to a rent payment or mortgage payment.
Yeah.
But I'm digressing. So that's the first little bit of Sony news. And then I saw this really good comparison chart between the two PlayStation systems, the $500 one and the $600 one. And it's really interesting because they're pretty much identical systems with the exception of the built-in Wi-Fi and the HDMI and the storage stuff, okay? So basically, they have the same chipset, the same onboard memory for the system. They both have USB 2.0 ports. They both can use the Bluetooth controllers. They both have component and composite video and S-video output ability. They both support 480i, 480p, 720p, and 1080i resolutions. And so that comes into the HD thing, because that basically means, you know, how pretty Miss Maximus can the picture be. Now, there's a little caveat on 1080p, which is the holy grail of resolutions, because that's truly, truly high definition resolution. That's the resolution that you really want and pray to God that Heavenly Sword will run at. And you can only really get 1080p over HDMI. Which is why you don't want the $500 box, because it doesn't have HDMI ports and it never will be able to do HDMI because it won't have the hardware on the machine to do it. Okay, so to get the truly, truly super de-duper picture, you gotta have HDMI, so you gotta have the $600 box. And then the other thing that I thought was interesting was that the $499 box doesn't have built-in Wi-Fi, which obviously kind of sucks, because obviously if you already have a Wi-Fi network going on, you want to be able to just be tapped right into that network without having to get extra dongles and things like that. Because that can be a pain, and it's an extra $100 to get a dongle just to attach to a network that you already have running, which can kind of be a little bit of a pain in the bunghole.
Yes, in the bunghole.
So the $500 box does not have built-in Wi-Fi. There's no word yet on whether that would be something that could be added on via dongle to the $500 box. But if it is, it's a $100 addition, so why would you buy the $500 box that doesn't have HDMI to add $100 to get a Wi-Fi dongle, when for that $100 more, you could get the $600 box that already has the Wi-Fi built in? And then the $500 box also cannot access SD memory cards or complex flash memory cards or the Sony memory stick.
The stick or the card?
The stick. Because, see, you have Sony puts out their own memory stick format. Like, if you have a PSP, you have to actually use a funky little memory stick thingy. And then you have your SD memory cards, and you have compact flash. So the $600 box basically is supposed to be like a media hub, so you can take any of these cards from basically popular cameras and pop them into your PlayStation 3 and then look at all of the content that you have on those cards on your TV through your PSP.
Oh, I can look at my photos from my digital camera through my PlayStation. You can do that through your computer anyway.
Well, but see, that's the thing. Is Sony's trying to tell people that, you know, the PlayStation 3, yeah, you can play games on it, but it's really a computer. It's a computer. Oh. Which, if they actually ship the thing rumored with the Linux, the full-blown Linux distro on it, then technically it would be. But that would kind of be a little bit too much, because your casual user most likely is not a Linux person. So it just leaves a whole lot of things open to turn your box into a doorstop. So I doubt that it will happen. I think that it might be something that if you get the $600 box as a piece of downloadable content, that you might be able to install the Linux distro on your machine if you want to have more control over it. But that's another post, actually, because I'm not going to do that in a podcast. I'm going to do that in a post, because I think that really needs to be something that's addressed. Written. Yeah, and be addressed. And then the last thing that I saw, I thought that was interesting in this comparison, is that the hard drive for both machines is listed as upgradable. Now, the hard drives that are in the PS3 system are SATA drives, which are serial ATA drives, which are really, really fast drives. For instance, my iMac G5 has an internal SATA drive, and it's really nice. It accesses data really fast. So I think it's a good piece of hardware for them to add. But it is listed as upgradable for both boxes, so I'm curious to see if you can actually, you know, just pop that drive out, because it's only a 2.5-inch drive, so it's a laptop-sized drive. It's very small. So if you can do that, if you can pop that out and put in any SATA drive on either box, because that means that you can go out and get, I think the largest SATA drive out there right now is like 100 or 150 gig drive, and upgrade your storage on either box. That would be kind of cool, because I'd love to be able to just have a myriad of drives, a couple of 100 gig SATA drives and a couple of 60 gig SATA drives, so that as I start downloading content and I fill up a drive with content, I just pop it out and pop in another drive and fill that sucker up with content. And when I want to access the other one, just pop the drive out and put it back in. So I hope that that's the way this works.
Well, then I guess we'll know when it hits.
Yeah, because we haven't seen any upgradable drive options for the Xbox 360 that have been sanctioned by Microsoft yet. So that drive's still kind of fluttering around 20 gig, and that's just not big enough if people are spending a lot of time online in the Xbox Live Marketplace downloading content. So I'm hoping to see upgradable drives on the systems, because that would make the online component worthwhile in investing time and money into. So that's what I've got on that end. Now to the heavenly stuff. The reason why it's heavenly manga this week. Found some more information on Heavenly Sword, and you know I've been jocking this game because it just looks the balls. I can't wait to play it.
Okay.
So we've got some info.
Break it down for us.
So we've got some info on what the story is. Basically, the story is this horde of barbarians invade your country, and they end up getting into your town, and they're ransacking and rampaging everything. Your family has been entrusted to guard the heavenly weapon. They kill your daddy, part of your family, most of your villagers. So you go and you get the heavenly weapon to try and get rid of them. Now the deal is, the weapon is awesome.
But
it lays down the smack.
But
it sucks your life away as it does it. So the deal is, you gotta defeat the entire barbarian horde
before the sword kills you. Oh my god.
Yeah. Yeah. So it's kind of, it definitely, I think, has earned the nickname that it's been getting, which is Goddess of War, because basically the heavenly sword weapon is a bladed sword on the ends of chains, so she is kind of like Kratos.
But really?
But hotter. Yeah, it flings around, and yeah, yeah. Ah. There are reaction commands, so as you're fighting and you want to execute this combo, there are button push strings that you have to meet, just like when you're taking down the ogre to crawl up the ogre and then grab his eyeball and then rip it out and then he goes falling down. Yeah, yeah. Because, yeah, it is kind of Goddess of War. But that's not a bad thing, because God of War is awesome.
And what's behind every god? Some goddesses, perhaps? Maybe some mortals?
Well, you know, Kratos was only as badass as he was because he ended up killing his family. And that kind of made him sad.
Yeah, yeah.
He was sad. So I'm looking forward to that. And just in case we hadn't mentioned it before, the lead character's name in Heavenly Sword is Naruko.
Ooh, we have a name.
Yep, Naruko. And Naruko is the wee hot. If you have not seen this game, you need to check it out, people, because it looks oh so sweet. I say bring it on. I can't wait to just start slashing through everything.
I want to slash through everything.
Yep.
Right now.
Yeah, I'm sure you do. We're almost done. Just hold on. Just know that World of Warcraft, it's waiting for you. It's waiting.
I have to hook up my whole setup, because I have a setup now for it. So
yeah.
It'll take me like 10 minutes to set it all up right anyway.
I know. It's completely my fault. I've turned you into a Mac geek, and I'm so happy. I couldn't
yes,
be
Yes, you
proud.
Have.
I
have converted.
Proud. I could
Aww.
Not
I have seen the lights, and it says Mac.
And it says Bwong. Welcome to Mac OS X. All right, anyway. And then the last little bit of info, because I saw this online just before we started this recording, and I wanted to mention it. Because I have a PSP, and there's only one game that I've ever enjoyed playing on my PSP. My PSP is laying dormant over there next to my Xbox because I couldn't find a copy of this game to actually buy. So I haven't played it. But it's called Luminous. If you have a PSP, you know about it, because it's really the only game up until now worth playing on the PSP. And it was only on the PSP, so you couldn't play it anywhere else. That's changing. Luminous Live is coming to the Xbox 360. And the reason why it's called Luminous Live is because you are going to be able to play it online. There's an online component to it. So there are leaderboards, so as you score higher in the thing, you can compare your scores to everybody else. You can play players across the network in head-to-head battle. There are more levels that you can buy and download. There are skins that you can add to the game. If you've ever played Luminous, you know it's like crack rock. It's addictive. Okay, because it imagine Tetris, but instead of shapes, we're putting colors. So it's kind of like Columns, if you ever had a Sega Game Gear.
Yep, I loved Columns.
Yeah.
Okay? Old school.
Yeah, it's like Columns, but just with the colors. But it's got techno music bouncing in the background, And just if that wasn't, you know, distracting enough, the background is constantly moving and changing with the music, and the mood is changing, and the colors, as you progress to different levels, they
change.
Talk about the mortal
enemy to anyone who's got ADHD.
Yeah, if you have ADHD, don't play this game. You'll have an episode.
Crazy.
You'll have a few episodes.
Pain in the membrane.
Pain thing, got no brain. All right. So people with ADHD or people prone to seizures should not play this
or pregnant.
Game. If you are thinking of being pregnant or could become pregnant, you should not play Luminous Live. Other side effects may include loose stool,
anal leakage,
oily discharge,
and the occasional empty stomach.
Okay, so since we got that out of the way, be on the lookout.
Felt good.
Yeah, didn't it?
Yeah.
I love that kind of stuff. But be on the lookout for Luminous Live. It's going to be fun. It's going to be a party. People who felt left out because they didn't have a PSP and they sure as shit weren't going to buy one, you now have the option on the Xbox 360 coming up. You should take advantage of it. It's going to be a party.
It's going to be a party.
Yep. So that's all
I got. And we'll bring the beer. Just kidding.
I'm not bringing beer. I'll bring Hypnotic.
Yeah, that's what she all.
Because nobody likes to drink my beer. I like Guinness. Actually, that's. I should refer. I love Guinness. And nobody likes to drink my beer. Every time I go, they're like, And I'm like, well, what do you drink? And they're like, we like Corona. I'm like, oh my God. Not that there's anything wrong with Corona. It just ain't my beer. I like Guinness. I'm a Guinness girl. That's all I'm saying. So if I can bring Guinness, I'll bring beer. Otherwise, I'll just bring Hypnotic. Y'all can make your own.
Bring your own booze.
Yes, this podcast is BYOB.
Yes.
Anywho, last bit of business, just to refresh, the website
just
is
W. Didn't take notes.
Yeah, for those of you not taking notes, there will be a test, people. There will be a test. Make sure to take a blue book and then pass them to the left.
Oh, blue books are the devil. You had to go and say that, right?
I did. I couldn't stop myself. I just had to.
Oh,
I had to do it.
Back into my membrane.
That website again for all your girl gaming and anime podcast needs is www.electricsisterhood.com. Visit us, comment, post, enter our sweepstakes. We're giving stuff away. Show us love. You can hit us up via our hit us up link on the website, through our email form, or you can call our toll-free number. That number is 1-888-333-8985. You can leave us a message. We get them. If we like them, we'll put them in the podcast. We think you're
we'll
funny.
Talk about them. We'll tell our friends about them. We'll tell each other again because we'll think the other person forgot.
Yeah, because, you know, sometimes you get a little forgetful.
Yeah, I do.
Also, we've added a couple of things to the website. We now have our gallery up and running, our image
Yay!
Gallery. We're going to have additional galleries all the time. And so one of the things that I'd like to do, people, because I know you're listening. I know you are.
We know you're listening.
Okay.
Because you tell me, so that's how I know.
Yeah. Like I said, I wouldn't lie to you. We want to see you people. So take pictures and send them to us.
When you get the t-shirt or when you got the candy, just show us that for one, you got your shit.
Yeah, we like knowing that you're out there and you get it. And we'll put you in the gallery. We're gonna start that up. I got a picture from Nutsy, our first winner. I'm hoping to get one in from Destructroid. And I'm pretty sure I can talk Deuce into sending something in.
I don't think
well.
You'll need to talk him into it. He probably already did it.
Deuce is the bomb. We love the love you've been giving us this week, man. It's just beautiful. Keep it coming. So that gallery is coming up. Also, if you have an idea for what you'd like to see in an image gallery, go through the Hit Us Up page. Fill out the form and say, hey, you know, I got an idea for a great image gallery. You should do blah, 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 blah. And if we like your idea, not only will we give you credit for it in the podcast and on the website, we'll actually make the gallery. Yeah, because that's how we roll. You got ideas, we got ears.
Yes, we do.
And pretty much everybody on the team has too.
Yeah.
Which is helpful.
Very helpful indeed.
So with that said, I think this podcast is toast.
I think this podcast is toast.
And I was thinking that I was going to do something a little freaky with the toast this week.
What are we going to do with the toast?
Well, I was reading this article, right? And they were talking about Fluffernutters. Because I guess some congressman or something up there in Massachusetts got all pissed off because this kid went to school and was able to get a Fluffernutter sandwich. And he's like, there's no nutritional additives in fluff. We should get
it's
this
marshmallow.
Outlawed. He's like, we should get this outlawed. Kids should not be able to eat this stuff. Now, I don't know about you, but I love Fluffernutters.
Well, okay, that was like the more.
I know. And my heart weeps for you. But that was like the first sandwich that our mother taught me how to make was a Fluffernutter.
Ooh, peanut butter and Fluffernutter sandwich.
Yeah, for those of you who are not initiated, this is where you take marshmallow fluff, not that Jeff Puff marshmallow crap, marshmallow fluff. And you take it with peanut butter and put it on bread and make a sandwich.
So you push them together.
Yes. Now,
and you mush them.
There are some people that then take this concoction a step further by coating the outside of the bread with margarine and brown sugar.
Ooh.
And then toasting it so that it caramelizes the outside. You never had that?
No.
Oh, darling. And then toast this sandwich. I'm going to have a toasted Fluffernutter. Because there's actually another congressman in Massachusetts who's like, wait a minute, no. This should be like the state sandwich. Are you kidding me? So he's actually I'm serious. He's like trying to put together an amendment.
A bill?
Yeah, to get the state sandwich of Massachusetts.
Oh, my God. To pass the bills. Oh, my God.
So I hope that happens because everybody should have a Fluffernutter at least once in their lifetime.
Man.
I mean, people put some weird stuff on peanut butter, but there's nothing better than having peanut butter and marshmallow stuck to the roof of your mouth.
Well, see, since I can't do the Fluffernutter for my toast, I think I'm just going to have a BLT.
Hey, there's nothing wrong with a BLT.
No.
BLTs are good. But yes. I'm going to have a toasted Fluffernutter.
Well, you go right ahead.
You go, girl, and have that BLT.
I'm gonna.
And we're out.
Thank you.